I want you to know one thing, and that is whenever you're in a phase in your business or life where you're evolving, where you want to grow, where you want to make a transition, or you want to pivot, and you're experiencing massive resistance, please do not see that as a sign that you're failing, because you're not. Actually, it's quite the opposite. If you're experiencing resistance internally, externally, if it's mirrored back to you, you are on the right path. So if that's what you're experiencing, stay with me, because this is going to be solid gold. And I want you to know that I had a client the other day coming to me saying something like, you know what? I can feel like the in-between. So I can feel that I'm in between two different versions of myself. And I thought, actually, I have to be honest, Nicole, I thought it would feel better. I thought I would just, you know, join your one-to-one coaching and we would be working on it. And then everything would just become lighter, because that's what progress should be, right? When you really return home to yourself, when you become more of the woman you're supposed to be, when you step into your true identity, when you speak your truth, shouldn't that feel more aligned? Shouldn't that feel lighter? Shouldn't that feel brighter? Isn't that right? Because what I'm feeling is quite the opposite. So I smiled and said, oh, honey, we're in for a really good session, you and I. So we talked about resistance. And I want you to know one thing. If you're experiencing massive resistance, so what can it look like? And we can take myself as an example, because if you don't know me that well yet, I'm Nicole. Hello. I'm a coach and business mentor and podcaster and creative being. And I've had this brand, Female Purpose Brand, for 5 years. And I started out as a career coach. So back then in 2020, I was coaching women who wanted to make big career transitions. So those weren't women who said, you know, I'm working as a marketing assistant at brand X and now I want to do the same thing at brand Y. No, those were women wanting to really make a change, to really pivot, to really also find their purpose, but not in a sense of, oh, let's just find your true purpose and then that's it and that's going to be the same thing for the rest of your life. But they wanted to live and work more in alignment with who they truly are, with their strengths, with their interests, with their God-given gifts, and all of that. So that was what I started out with. And if you've been following this podcast, or if you've been listening to it like since 2022, since the very beginning, you will have noticed that I've changed everything about my business in 2026. So in January, I retired all my offers. I killed all my funnels. I retired all my freebies and lead magnets. I even deleted my Instagram account. So every posting on there just went out the door. And it was like a very cleansing experience. And I didn't burn it down, because I don't believe in that. I don't think you have to burn anything down. But I know about myself that I am more activated by radical cuts rather than smooth transitions. So I kept the walls and the roof and the floor, but I'm really changing the content. So the inside, the interior of my business house, if you so wish. So what I've done is two things. I stripped down my work that I've been doing for the last 5 years and the hundreds of women I've been accompanying through these transitions, these career transitions. I stripped down the core of that work and I realized what I've been doing is accompanying, facilitating identity shifts. Because on the surface, well, yeah, it's a career transition, but given the fact that our careers, our work, at least it's like that in Western world, is so interwoven with who we are as a person, as a woman, when you start doing a big career transitions, you will, and that's inevitable, go through a big identity shift. And I cannot tell you how many women wrote in my feedback questionnaires or just said it to my face, you know, Nicole, if I had known back then that I was up for a solid identity shift, I don't know if I had signed the coaching contract, because I thought we would just be working on, you know, career topics. But this was like a full, like life coaching in the, how can I say that? Like hidden beneath the surface label label, which is career transition. So what I answer in those cases was like, well, sure, because if you start transforming your career, you will inevitably start transforming your external environment, the people you are interacting with, your partnership is like most of the times the first thing that's going to change, your health, the way you set boundaries with other people, all of that. And those are topics like that you can put under the roof of identity. Yes, it's connected to careers and career transitions, but it's ultimately at the core, it is about shifting your identity. So I realized that, and I've been stripping down my work that I've been doing for the last 5 years as a coach to the core, which is identity shifts. And at the same time, what I'm doing or what I've done in the last weeks is I've been broadening the scope. So in my world from now on, we're not just going to look at career transition, but we're going to look at all the topics that are interconnected with identity. For example, creativity, self-expression, fashion, which is a topic that's so dear to me and that is so interwoven with your identity. Also business, purpose, and yes, still career transition. And the third thing that I've done, so I'm just going to rewind for a second. So the first shift I made was drilling down my work to the core, which is identity shifts. The second shift was at the same time broadening the scope, so we don't just talk about career transition. And the third shift was opening up my spaces to B2B clients, so business owners. Because as I evolved in my business, I realized that there were a lot of people, a lot of clients actually who became founders. And at the same time, I didn't have any programs or offerings for the specific client group, for the specific subsegment of my clients. At the same time, I feel very connected with exactly those type of women. Why? Because I'm an entrepreneur myself. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years, and this is not my first business, but I'm getting sidetracked, so it's not about that. So I just wanted you to know this as a background of what I'm going to be saying next, because as you can imagine, what I've done in the last few months and weeks is not easy, because I have an established brand. I had a perfectly, I had a running successful coaching business that had been built around career transition. So I am actually facing massive resistance. Why? And that's so important, what I'm going to be saying next. Because people, or let me put it like this, not everybody is thrilled about these shifts. Not everybody in my audience gets it. Not everyone in my audience. And oh, there's a subtle change. I switched to English, obviously, because I'm speaking English to you. And before that, I worked in German. So, and then there were a couple of other shifts as well. But the point is, not everyone is amused. And I've had emails from clients or even podcast listeners or just women being in my world or having been in my world for a long time that were like very personal. And there were a lot of opinions about me and my work and my shifts in there. And every time I get an email like that, saying something like, you know what, I have to say I'm a bit disappointed because I do not listen to your podcast anymore because English is just not my language. It doesn't resonate with me. And also, I don't like that you retired the Female Purpose Club because I really love that space. And I don't know, I don't get what you're doing. Like all these kinds of emails and feedbacks. All I do is I press the reply button and I say something like, well, thank you for your feedback. And I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm just going to let it stand like that. I do not feel the urge to explain, even defend myself, none of that. It's just very neutral. Why? Because I know that not everybody in this audience is going to evolve with me. And I know that every time I evolve, whether that is by going left or right or straight ahead or 10 steps backwards, not everybody will meet me in that. And if you want to do yourself the if you want to really give yourself the biggest gift of your life, and I'm dead serious, practice being okay with people not getting what you're doing, with people writing feedback emails, and there were a lot of them. And I see the numbers even in this podcast, because those have dropped like massively. And I know that that's just a logical consequence of me evolving, because it means that there are people in my audience that are going to come with me. And they were in my DMs like instantly. They were like, yay, finally, can't wait. I had one of those clients on the phone today even. And she said, I'm so glad. I listen to everything. I'm so activated. I'm so inspired by you doing these shifts. I think it's phenomenal. But then again, there will be people that do not find it phenomenal. And that write something like, I feel left out. I don't get where you're doing this. I don't want to listen to this. It doesn't resonate with me anymore. You said something on the last episode that I felt triggered by because I felt it was about me. Well, it's not, because I do not have the time to be sitting here. I'm sitting in my bed right now and I'm wearing a bathrobe. I do not have the energy or time to be sitting here and thinking, oh, so, well, there's a lot of people, like thousands of women listening to this podcast. Okay, so what can I say to not offend person X? And what do I have to keep in mind so I don't trigger person Y? And, oh, this client of mine, she has this problem, so I cannot be talking about that. None of that is happening. Because then I would not be able to run my business. So nothing I say here is personal, but, and here's the but, you and I do not have any control about other people's narratives about us. I am becoming a big surface for the projections of other people by doing the work that I'm doing. And I know that, I'm well aware. I can read it through, like, the when I get an email like that I just mentioned, I see that, I read it, and I know it's projection. And it's okay. And that's why I don't feel the urge to protect myself. I don't feel the urge to over-explain. I do not feel the urge to people please. I do not feel the urge to even, you know, defend myself at all, because I know that ultimately, at the end of the day, I do not have any control of or about the narrative that you have of me. I do not. And if you want to give yourself the biggest gift of your life, really, be okay with people not getting you. Be okay with people not rising with you. Be okay with people talking about behind your back. Be okay with people writing you emails saying, I don't get it. Be okay with people being triggered by you. Just learn to be truly okay with it. And that is a lot of self-leadership. It takes a lot of self-leadership. It takes courage. It takes awareness. It takes detachment. It takes inner work. Yes, it does. But you cannot expect to live your biggest, truest, self-expressive, wonderful life while at the same time pleasing everyone around you. And I want you to know that you're not doing anybody a favor by keeping yourself small, by censoring yourself, by keep talking about things you don't even want to be talking about just to please a part of your audience, clients, family, friends that you actually have outgrown. You're doing yourself, you're abandoning yourself by doing that. And you're abandoning not only yourself, you're abandoning your clients as well, or your family or your friends. Why? Because there is no authentic connection. There will be no authentic connection possible based on something like that. If you want to connect with people on a deep level, if you want the dreamiest clients in your spaces, clients that you know you could actually be friends with because they just vibe with you and working with them feels light as a feather. I have those people in my spaces, and I used to have another category of people in my spaces too, and that they didn't feel like light as a feather. Why? Because a part of me attracted them, and that was the part of me wanting to please everyone. And I really need to put up a huge disclaimer here. I am not a people pleaser. I'm not. I can be very direct and very radically honest. I'm a tough cookie with a marshmallow core, and I can be so very direct. And I'm not scared of being that. But at the same time, there was a part in me still that wanted everybody to get it, wanted everybody to come with me, wanted clients that met me on another level, like 5 years ago, to come with me now, but some of them won't, and that's fine. And I want you to know, and there's a nuance to this, because that doesn't mean you just trample on people's feelings, and that doesn't mean you just put up content that is polarizing just for the sake of being polarizing. I think that's rubbish. And that doesn't mean that you're being disrespectful. No, but please, do not ever censor yourself in order to avoid that someone else is getting uncomfortable around you. So if you're experiencing a lot of resistance, as I do right now, If you're experiencing people leaving your world, people telling you they don't get you, people telling you you've changed and they can't relate, please know that you are on the path to maybe your biggest, most fantastic, wonderful, truest, authentic life. And I want you to know truly that resistance is a good thing. Resistance is ultimately a teacher for you to work with. If you're experiencing resistance in your external world, well, great, work with it. Don't avoid it. Work with it. Let it teach you what you need to know. Let it teach you what you need to do in order to rise, to evolve. If you're experiencing a lot of resistance within yourself, do the same thing. By the way, girls, what I do is I go to a very spicy Pilates session. That's like my thing. I just went and it removed so much resistance from my body. So there's a lot of things you can do. You can move your body. You can journal. You can find a really great coach to mirror back to you how fucking fantastic you are. There's a lot of things you can do. But that's not the point in this episode. The point is that I want you to know, and I'm saying this from my heart, really, that whenever you're encountering massive resistance, please do not see it as a sign that you're not evolving. Please do not see it as a sign that you're doing too little, like you're not having any progress. Please do not see it as a sign that something's wrong, because actually something's very right. You're on to something. Do you hear what I'm saying? You're on to something. And resistance is a powerful teacher showing you that you have, that you're about to rise. Think about it. If you wouldn't experience any resistance at all, if it wouldn't be hard on some level, well, that would just actually mean that you're not growing at all. Because why would you experience any resistance when you're not growing? Like when you're in your comfort zone, do you experience any resistance? No. That's just like a cozy, warm, and lovely place. Well, that's great, but that's not where the growth happens. That is not where your next evolution happens. That's for fucking sure. So whenever you are in the scary, messy, hard, dark, exhausting middle between an old self, an old version of you, and your next level self, even if you have no fucking clue what that looks like, I want you to lean in. And I want you to start seeing resistance as a teacher. I want you to see it as a sign that you are on to something. And I want you to work with it. And I want you to give yourself the greatest gift of your life. And that is being totally okay with people not getting you, with people not liking you, with people not understanding your shift, with people, I'm okay with all of that. I don't need you to like me. I don't. I truly don't. Like, if you don't like what I'm saying, just press the unfollow button. I'm fine with that. And I want you to be too. Because ultimately, you're not serving anyone by dimming your light, hiding your truth, putting yourself into a nice little appetizing box that looks great on the outside, but keeps you caged into an old self that you've outgrown. And if you want to create something very special, if you feel an inner calling that you've been put on this beautiful planet to do something extraordinary, I do. I know that about myself. I know that. Since I've been a little girl, I know it. It's just it's an inner voice. And if you know you're meant to create something only you can create, that you're meant to touch so many people's lives, you're meant to inspire someone, maybe on the other side of this planet. And I think it's ultimately, I think it's such a privilege to be speaking to you right now, because what is this? I'm sitting in my bed with a glass of white wine on my night table, and I'm wearing a bathrobe and a face mask, and I'm talking to my phone. And afterwards, I'm just going to press the release button, because my podcast episodes are not cut, they're not edited and anything. I don't give a damn. And it's just going to land in your ear. And you could be sitting in South Africa listening to me and feeling inspired, feeling moved, feeling activated. Maybe that's just exactly what you needed to hear today. And if I were to tell myself, oh no, I cannot be saying this because then somebody could be offended, or if I say that, somebody could get it wrong, or no, I have this client from 5 years ago, if she hears this, she's going to feel really sad. If I were to do that, then my message would not be landing with the people that needed to hear this today. And I want you to stop censoring yourself. I want you to not be so fucking worried all the time about what people think of you, because you have no control whatsoever. And I want you to know, at the end of the day, when you put your head down, when you lay your head on your pillow, you, only you, know who you are in your heart. Nobody knows me in my heart as I do, the way I do. But I do. I know. And I'm fucking good with that, with what I see in there. I am. And this is not about perfection, but it's about truth. And if you're fine with who you are in your heart, at the core, why do you give a damn about who projects something onto you? Why do you give a damn about who misunderstands you because they choose to? Why are you wasting so much time with all these things? Because they don't matter. What does matter is if you focused on the people that you actually can help with who you are today. If you focused on the message that somebody needs to hear on the other side of the world. If you focused on what you're bringing forward right now and what resonates in you, what you want to express right now, you will earn so much more money, find so much cooler clients that are, and when I say cooler, I mean people that can meet you and where you are today, that can meet your identity as it is now, not 5 years ago. And everything, I promise you, is going to explode. And yes, you will become so magnetic. And if you think about a magnet is highly polarizing. It attracts, but it does the opposite as well. What's the opposite in English? It attracts and it... I can't find a word right now, but that is ultimately what's going to happen, and that's a good thing. You do not want every person in this world to like you, because in order to achieve that, you would have to abandon yourself. You would become this very soft blob that just obeys and shapeshifts her form every day, which is highly... I wouldn't recommend that. I just wouldn't recommend becoming a soft blob in order to please everyone. Put your blinders on and focus on what you are here to build and who you are here to serve now. And then move like your fucking life depends on it, because it does. And to end this episode, I want to tell you, if you're facing resistance, if you are in a massive identity shift right now, if it's at work or in business, in your life, you don't have to navigate that space on your own. You don't have to do that. You're not alone in that. And you're happy to, or you're free to just click on the link in the show notes. I have new offers coming up. I have one-to-one containers. I do have a group program coming up. So stay tuned. There's going to be a waitlist soon. And if you want to walk with me, if you want to be witnessed in your evolution, if you want a safe space where all of these thoughts that can be so confusing and misleading and all of the resistance can be seen and witnessed and heard and mirrored back to you in order to make something great out of it, well, then I'm here for you. And if you haven't heard, if you haven't listened to a lot of episodes yet, I'm going to create a podcast episode about me, because that's something a lot of clients have been asking, like new clients that joined my world that are English speaking. There was one client saying, you know what? I cannot understand the older episodes. And I know you did one where you basically introduced yourself and where you really, like, I think you talked for an hour about why you do what you do and what your background is and that you've founded several businesses and so on and so forth. And I would love to hear that in English. You will hear that in English. I'm going to do that. But for now, let me tell you this. If you experience resistance, be so damn sure you're on the right path. And if you get value out of this, please, it would mean the world to me if you share the episode, if you put it on your Instagram story, if you just mailed me, if you met me on my Instagram profile, which is at Female Purpose, just to share with me what you get out of this and what you're going to do with it. Because as you can imagine, sometimes I feel like talking to a wall, because obviously you cannot comment directly on what I'm saying. So that would mean the world to me. And then we will have more of like a kind of a conversation and less a one-way street. So all of the beautiful women listening today, thank you for being here. And I want you to go do, claim, build whatever it is what you want to build, and lean into the resistance.